Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in. Today, we're going to talk about one of the biggest aviation mysteries in recent history, the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370.
So glad I don't know anything about this.
You know so much more about this than you're letting on. I already know just by the look on your face, but it's fine. It's fine.
Never mind that this is the second time recording the same episode.
Yeah, it's fine. We already recorded this once. It's perfectly fine.
We recorded, just forgot to initiate the sound.
Yeah. Wait, great. I probably touched something. It's fine.
All right.
Back in it. Anyway, there are so many mysteries within this one that at just a first glance, it seems pretty simple. But after you dig into it, it's not as simple as it appears. So the Boeing 777, lots of sevens, left Kuala Lumpur International Airport heading to Beijing at 12:41 a.m., on March 8th, 2014, with 227 passengers on board and 12 crew members.
I'm sorry, did you say Kuala Bear Airport?
Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, Kuala Lumpur?
Something like that. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but let's be honest, that's never been my strong suit here, okay? It's not yours either, so you can just shush it. Anywho, about 40 minutes into the flight, when they were moving from Malaysian airspace into Vietnamese airspace, the pilot sent a radio call saying goodnight, which is customary and pretty normal to do when swapping traffic control, but Vietnamese air control never picked them up. Usually about 15 minutes in, it's normal for them to switch correspondence, but they never did. At that point, that's when they realized something was not going right. That's when they realized they're off air. And at that point, everything just went wrong and they never came back. They were just kind of poof, gone by. So people started to track their movements and the aircraft, of course, never responded. They continued to track the flight for several hours, at one point taking a really strange turn into the Indian Ocean. The tracking went black and it is believed they ended up somewhere in the Indian Ocean. And the search began for all 227 passengers and 12 crew members, as well as the wreckage. And the investigation began. Authorities discovered pretty quickly. Obviously, they were trying to figure out what happened. Why was correspondence down? What happened? And they found out that the captain had a flight simulator at his home, which is normal.
Allegedly.
It's normal for them to have a flight simulator at home.
I know.
That's normal.
I'm just going to put allegedly there because I know exactly where this is going.
Because we recorded this whole thing already without sound.
And I'm going to debunk this myth right away.
Allegedly.
Thank you.
He had a flight simulator at his home. You, I swear to God. Anyway, at home, allegedly. He had, Matthew, I swear to God. You're not even going to let me get this out, are you?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Allegedly.
I'm going to tape your freaking mouth shut. He had mapped this exact flight out, including the weird turn that didn't make any sense, that went completely off the tracks.
Allegedly.
At first, they were like, okay, the captain intended to take the whole flight down. But for me, that didn't make sense. And the only thing that they could think of as to why was depression. And for me, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And for them, honestly, it didn't make a lot of sense either, because nobody that they spoke to said that he seemed depressed. Now, Matt and I have talked about this before in plenty of other episodes, and we're all aware that you can't always tell if a person's depressed. Just outwardly, you can't. They put on a brave face. They smile. You can't. There might be a couple outward signs, but you can't always know what's happening in a person's head.
And this has happened before. Captain who flew his plane into the mountains, killing everybody. There's actually been a few instances, but
it's just not super common. And I just feel if you were going to do that, why would you just randomly take it over a whole ocean until you ran out of fuel? I just feel like, well, wouldn't you just nosedive it instead?
Depends. Maybe that's what his plan was, but he built up the courage to do it.
I don't know. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And it still doesn't entirely make sense. A lot of the time, don't get me wrong, depression is a mental illness, but he was in really good financial standing. He had a good marriage with his wife. His family said he was pretty happy. Obviously, you can't tell these things from an outward point of view. You can't always tell because, like I said, it is a mental illness. I have depression. I have anxiety. Straight up honest about that. I am medicated for it, and I feel significantly better. But most of the time, you wouldn't know. The anxious part, yeah, you definitely would know that. Matt's just nodding. You definitely know that. But at the same time, I just don't buy this one. Aside from the fact that supposedly he did have, we know he had a flight simulator, but several weeks before he took this exact route, supposedly he had this exact course mapped out and he'd taken it on the flight simulator, including the really weird turn out in the middle of the ocean that doesn't make any sense. And that's the only, I don't know, I don't get it. It just, that's the only thing that makes sense to me. Maybe he just decided to take everybody with him, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Maybe he just was hiding it from everybody. I don't know. I don't get it. I feel like there's more to it, though. Just to me, if you have depression, you're not going to take everybody out with you, because most times if you are going to take yourself out, sensitive topic, sorry, most people, I'm not going to say all, because there are obviously cases that you just brought up, you feel like a burden to everybody, and you're not going to make that worse for everybody else by taking everybody else out with you. Obviously, there are cases like you just brought up.
So there's a lot of cases. And then not how many people commit suicide by driving their car and head on to someone else.
That's true.
Sometimes when you get to that point, you're not really thinking clearly.
That's fair. I don't know. I don't 100% buy that theory. I just don't. I can't even explain exactly why I just don't. It's a gut feeling, maybe?
I'll tell you one reason why it doesn't make sense, because going back to the plane, the captain that flew into the mountain, after that happened, they made changes to cockpit rules, because before that, only one pilot had to be in the cockpit at all times.
Yeah, there were two, for sure.
But that's what I'm saying. After he did that and locked the other pilot out of the cockpit, they made it rules where you can't, there's got to be two pilots in the cockpit at all times. He would, in order for that to work, he would have to incapacitate the other pilot somehow. And that just...
That does make it significantly less likely.
Yeah. You would probably find evidence that you would... Because if you're getting, you know, let's say he came up behind the other one and was strangled him. You know, you would find he would do something. Like, there'd be some erratic movements in the plane or something.
You would think so. But like I said, I just didn't think that one was the most likely. And I still don't. And then earlier, you said something in our unrecorded one on accident, whoopsie daisies, that also stuck with me. And that was, oh, of course, now I'm blanking. But if there are two in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so if the pilot was trying to nosedive into the ocean, the co-pilot could take over control.
Exactly.
Or at least hamper him enough where it would be...
Yeah, if he didn't take the other one out, then the other one could save the day. So there's also that. But also they could have ran out of fuel if they were that far, and there's not a whole lot you can do at that point.
Oh, but they should have had quite a bit of fuel on.
Yeah, but they were flying for many hours, so...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It's fair. And then... There is our next lovely theory.
False.
I would say you don't know what this one is, but you do, because we're recording this for the second time.
I forgot already on this.
This is the one about them being hijacked by Russians.
Oh, yeah, the one that's going to get us murdered.
Yeah, that one, because the Russians already hate us.
Yeah, because I'm not going to repeat what I said on the other episode, but...
It's fine. It's just because I can't pronounce Russian names to save my life. That's all it is.
No, because I said because the Russians blew up, was it MH17? It was the other Malaysian Airlines that...
I think it was that one. I don't know for sure, though, because I didn't look up anything except MH370. So
I literally just watched an episode of Mayday on this not too long ago. I just forgot. I think it's MA-17. Anyways, the one that the Russians blew up.
Yeah, so Matt's going to get us killed. Anyway, if the plane was hijacked, there were for sure, 100% confirmed, three Russian passengers on board.
That's three too many.
Russians are allowed to travel, Matthew. They're allowed to travel, just like everybody else.
I'm just kidding. Russians are crazy.
That's fair.
Unless your name is Putin.
It's also fair. I feel like they'd be really fun to party with. Terrifying, but fun.
They probably drink more alcohol than I've ever drank in my life in 2 minutes.
Oh, for sure. 100%. But anyway, we can confirm there were three Russians on board. And because of that flight that you mentioned and the fact that they've had some issues with Russia before, a lot of people believe that the plane was hijacked by Russians. And we just don't know where the plane ended up because they just can't find the wreckage, basically. Not a whole lot to that theory aside from that.
See, I touched on this the last time, but I think all these theories have the same problem. The fact that there's really been no wreckage that has been found.
None. Pretty much none.
And
there was a tiny bit that people think that they found of the plane, but the problem is that they can't confirm it came from that plane. Because the serial numbers or VIN numbers or whatever they use on a plane have basically eroded and it just can't be confirmed. It's probably from MH370, like most likely. It just can't 100% be confirmed.
Random thought, but why is it called MH370?
No, I don't know either because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense because it's Malaysian Airlines. It really should be like MA.
Maybe it's Malaysia Airlines.
I have no idea. I was wondering the same thing when I was going through this, but MH370, I don't know.
Because American Airlines is AA, Delta Airlines
maybe
is DA.
In the Malaysian language, it's
or Delta.
H. I don't know what their language is. Anyway.
United Airlines is United, or sometimes I say UA.
It's an interesting question, though. I have no idea. Anyway, that's not the theory that I think is most likely at all. Not even close, to be honest with you. I really just think that they probably were just people traveling.
You didn't let me finish my thought.
About MH?
No. that was my sidetrack thought. No.
That's where I thought you were going with that, so I was going to move on.
No, my, like I said, all three of these theories have the same issue, that there's been no excessive amounts of debris found.
And?
Just that.
Yeah, no, there's been like none aside from a tiny bit of, I think, possibly a tail fin.
That's why I don't think any of these theories are going to be, I mean.
It's definitely interesting, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to cover this, because I don't know. It just makes me wonder what the crap happened, because I don't know. You would think if a plane crashed or exploded or something, there would be so much wreckage, especially because planes are so light. They're made, I don't know. You would think there would be something to be found, especially immediately, because they pretty much started searching immediately, and then nothing.
Yeah, because a lot of the plane would sink.
But there are so many pieces I know that would float as well.
Yeah, like seat cushions and
bits and pieces of insulation or whatever else, passengers' things. I'm sure that there's plenty of pieces that would still float. I'm sure of it. Granted, yes, it's an ocean and it's huge, but I'm sure there are still plenty of things that would be visible. Have to be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I get it, though. And I don't know. It's just difficult. I'm sure that it's more difficult than we think it is.
But I will say before she gets to it, she actually has one theory that I actually like, and that's a rarity.
I know. I'm so proud of myself.
Let's cut that part out of this episode.
I hate you. All right. Next is the theory that we both don't care for.
Jordan's only got three theories today.
I have four. This is the theory that neither of us like, but I'm going to mention it anyway because it's stupid, but I wanted to mention it.
I forgot what it was. What was it?
This is the one where it was shot down.
Why did I hate this one?
Because it's really not believable, like, at all.
Honestly, we recorded, like, less than an hour ago, and I totally forgot what I said.
Matthew! Oh, this is ridiculous. Others believe the plane was shot down and the tracking system was basically faked.
Oh, yeah.
This one. Yeah, see, I told you hated this one. I don't care for it either, but enough sources mentioned it where I was like, all right, fine. There was a lot of what we believe to be like high-tech cargo on the plane, which doesn't mean it's necessarily high-tech cargo, but there were a lot of like lithium batteries and stuff on the plane. Supposedly, U.S. planes and U.S. people noted that there were high-tech technologies on the plane, which that sounded really weird. Sorry, I don't even know. I'm getting antsy. Anyway, they noted that there was technology on the plane, supposedly. And they were like, oh no, I think there's spy tech on the plane. We need to shoot it down. Supposedly, a lot of people are like, definitely these two U.S. planes shot this plane down thinking that it had spy tech on board.
What did it actually have on it?
Basically lithium batteries. Really not high tech anything.
I won't spoil it this time, but last time when we recorded this.
Yeah, Matthew was like, I knew what happened.
Yeah, I literally guessed her last theory. That's why I like it so much. Because it's actually.
Anyway, people like to believe that then somehow they faked where the plane ended up landing. And I feel like that's just really excessive. Don't get me wrong. I feel like there's a 0.1% chance of that happening. I don't feel like it's entirely not possible. But I don't think it's really plausible either. Because there really wasn't anything exciting on this plane.
Because essentially what they would have to do, they'd have to get another plane. Roughly that can go the same speed as the 777. They'd have to fake the transponder signal.
Yep.
To send out the same signal as and make the plane.
Yep. It's just a whole lot of extra crap that's just not.
And there would be either one, you would have to, there would be, a, you know, unless you had the plane fallen right behind and then you shot it down and then quickly swapped them over before the radar did its sweep.
I don't even know. It's just excessive. And I don't think it's, I just really don't think it's worth it. I don't think that anybody would really go through that much effort, to be honest.
Someone would have noticed several hours of the plane missing and then all of a sudden coming back up on
exactly. It's just not. I applaud the effort that people went through to come up with this one.
I don't. Do better.
It's imaginative. I'll give them that.
That's a nice word for saying it's dumb. Because it is dumb.
It's imaginative.
It's dumb.
Fine. I really don't believe that one a whole lot. But the next one and the last one that I've got, Matthew and I actually like and agree on, which is something that never, ever happens. Ever. Ever. I think this might be a first in all things mysterious history.
To be fair, I came up with a story.
No, you didn't. I came up with it and then you just guessed it.
But I said it before you said it, so.
I had it written before you said it.
I still said it before you said it.
I had it written before you said it. I can prove it.
Can you?
Yes. Somehow. With technology. I don't know how, but exactly. Sure, I probably can. Somehow. I don't know. I'll ask my boyfriend. He can prove it somehow. I don't know how. He's better with technology than me, which he has to be because I break things all the time. Anyway, anywho, the best theory I've got is that the lithium batteries on board caught fire and caused the plane to lose power. We know for sure that this has happened in the past. 100%. It has happened before. Multiple times. If this happened, not only would the oxygen run low, but the fumes put out by that would more or less kill you.
One of the scary things about the lithium is it doesn't actually need a whole lot of oxygen to burn.
I know. It's terrifying.
That's why, if you ever wondered why you have a limit on like how big of a lithium battery you can carry onto a plane, that's why.
Yep.
One lithium battery can literally take down the whole plane. And lithium's nasty stuff anyways, because once it burns until it's done.
Just keeps going, and it'll take the whole thing down. It's happened before. There was another plane. It wasn't a 777. It was, I believe, a 727. And it pretty much took the whole thing down. And it's taken down cargo planes. And if that happened, there's nothing they could do at that point. It would cut all the power, and there's literally nothing they could do. If sometime immediately after they said goodnight, it caught fire, communications were cut off.
It was not a good night.
It was not a good night. They thought it was. They thought it was good. And then most likely, at least this is the most plausible theory, I think. We know for sure that there were lithium batteries on the plane.
Allegedly.
They were on the flight manifest or whatever. If that did in fact happen, it's not crazy to think like the pilots wouldn't know what to do because there's not anything they really can do. It's not like they can get into the cargo hold at that point.
I've been watching a lot of Mayday. If you know what that is, it's basically a TV show where they talk about different plane crashes and stuff.
That explains a lot.
And obviously it could have changed because a lot of these plane crashes were way back in the day. However, did you know at one point the manifest for cargo and stuff was kept on the plane with the pilots?
That would make a lot of sense, actually.
And if anything would happen, they would lose the whole manifest of what cargo was actually on the plane. No, not the manifest of passenger names, because obviously they've got multiple of those. But the actual manifest with the cargo and cargo check and everything like that, that usually, at least at one point, was kept with the pilots.
That's weird. I don't know that.
My question is, has that changed? And if it has, or if it hasn't, then how do we know what was on the plane?
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it.
Anyways, I don't know. It could have changed. It could have. A lot of these episodes were pre-9/11.
Yeah, I feel like they probably know after that. I feel like leaving it with the pilots alone isn't the best.
To be fair, they really don't. Airlines don't exactly change until there's a plane crash.
Exactly. Then they're like, oh, something went horribly wrong. We should fix that. And then they make a small change.
There's a couple of plane crashes that I want to do, but they're not technically mysteries because they're solved. They're just so fascinating.
Maybe they're still mysterious.
Like the one where the family, the mom and dad literally did their own investigation.
Interesting.
And forced the NTSB to revise their statement.
Interesting. But anyway, I think this is the most likely theory for sure because it explains just about everything. Just about. The only thing, it even could explain if the flight took a really weird turn. If it was still up in the air and maybe a wing kind of came off.
Yeah, but
how far
from when they did the turn that the radar lost contact with them?
It lost contact with them. They had no contact with them during all of this.
Then how do we know?
They could still track them, but they didn't have radio contact.
I'm talking about radar.
Oh, I don't know.
That'd be an important question to ask.
I don't know. That was all confusing. I'm not trying to do math over here, especially air miles and nautical miles and all. I don't even know. I ain't looking that up. I love all y'all, but that's too mathematical for me. Confusing. I'm also really bad at geography. I'm really bad at it.
But again, this one has the same problem. There would be debris.
There would be. And I feel like there would be a larger debris field, especially if it was losing pieces.
And depending on how much jet fuel is left, there would have been a fire burning for several hours to even possibly several days.
Exactly. So that's really my...
Some people think planes don't like totally burn up.
And there still would be pieces.
Yeah.
It would be burnt pieces, but there still would be pieces. I don't know.
Best theory out of them all, but still has its flaws.
I agree entirely. It's just... I don't know. I think that's the most likely one. My only issue really is that if the flight simulation thing was for sure, that was a real thing. I said, if that was real, how does this fit in?
It doesn't. That's a problem.
Exactly. I'm just trying to figure out if that's a real thing, how does it fit in?
And like I pointed out already, not in this episode.
In the previous episode that didn't get recorded on accident.
If you were planning on crashing a plane and you were using a flight simulator to train yourself.
Why wouldn't you delete the crap out of that evidence?
You would. There'd be no reason not to.
It doesn't make sense.
And flight simulators are expensive too.
No, it just doesn't make any sense.
And to be fair, I play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Of course you do. Why does that not surprise me?
Just to see how bad I can crash.
That makes so much sense.
How to see what a plane can do or not do.
How badly do you crash?
Pretty bad. Did you know if a plane ever rolls over, like a 747, you're going to crash?
I believe that.
There's no recovery.
I believe that.
Maybe 30,000 feet in there and there's still nothing you can do.
Cool. I will look forward to my death.
That's what's scary about, like,
on another note, I will not be flying.
Yeah, if you're on a plane, like, when they're banking a turn, you're basically on your side.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It really wouldn't take that much for it to roll over.
I'm good. I'm all good, but I don't know. That's where I stand on it. I feel like the battery thing is the most likely event. I just don't know where everything else stands in it, if it's true. If it's true. I don't know if it's true or not, but if it's true, I just...
Allegedly.
In. Like I said, if. Jesus.
Yeah, that's all I got. All right. Didn't even present anything.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, buddy.
Fuck Chester.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. Your engagement is what makes this so rewarding. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more intriguing content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check us out on our links in the description below. Your involvement is the key to unlocking more thrilling mysteries.
As always, we keep you guessing.